What is a woman of distinction? A woman who demonstrates excellence, leadership, and integrity in their fields and community. They serve as role models for other women, as well as tomorrow's leaders.
And those women of distinction this year are Caitlin Andrews, a social worker at the hospital, Claire Bennett, known for many accomplishments, but mostly for teaching and acting, Master Haida Weaver and teacher Holly Churchill, retired nurse Linda Gilson, a longtime volunteer with First City Council on Cancer, and Renee Schofield, who runs Tongass Substance Screening and volunteers with the Ketchikan Wellness Coalition. Hattie Lee Baumgartner also was honored posthumously for bringing happiness to so many people through her positive attitude and never-ending cache of jokes. Caitlin Andrews was introduced to the crowd by her friend Brittany Pope, who also is the one who nominated Andrews. Pope says Andrews was there for her during a frightening medical scare.
When I saw this email come across my work email, I said, I need to nominate Caitlin because she went out of her way to make me feel loved, supported, how any friend should. She went above and beyond. And she does that for the people that she works with. She does that for the people of Peace Health. She does that for the people of this community.
Andrews told the group that growing up in Ketchikan helped shape who she is. She wrote a poem about what that means to her. It references parents, teachers, and others who still keep in touch, and all the outdoor experiences available in Alaska's first city.
Ketchikan is unique, beautiful, a place all its own. I'm blessed to be back with a family of my own. From Arizona to Texas, back to Alaska, unsure of the path meant for me. Now I'm here, and I've been deemed a woman that I always hoped I'd be.
Claire Bennett was introduced by her son, Colin Patton. He told about her arrival in Ketchikan 33 years ago on a sailboat, her first jobs teaching at the high school, Revilla Alternative School, and later at the local branch of the University of Alaska Southeast. Bennett also has volunteered with many organizations, especially First City Players.
Much of my childhood was spent in the giant toy box that is the backstage of a theater. It was there that Claire directed, choreographed, and acted. Sometimes, in fact, with a frightening regularity as a man, and once even in the nude. She has mimed as well, and I'll let you be the judge of which is more courageous.
Bennett told the crowd that she was honored to be recognized and a little confused when she first got the call. She says her family told her that it's because she touched a lot of lives.
I've had the privilege to touch a lot of lives because this community demands it, or encourages it, or gives it to us. So while I feel proud to be here, I feel more that I'm a loving representative of what this community can do.
Holly Churchill was introduced by Merle Hawkins, who wore a cedar bark hat that had been made by her friend. Hawkins says Churchill was nominated by the Totem Heritage Center and Ketchikan Indian Community.
And she was very resistant. She said she doesn't volunteer. And I almost had to laugh about it because I had the privilege of traveling with her and serving with her as a delegate for Tlingit and Haida Central Council. And so I'll list some of the things that she volunteers for in the community. I have no idea what she does on Haida Gwaii, but I know she does a lot of volunteer work over there and everywhere she goes.
Haida Gwaii is a Haida First Nations community outside of Prince Rupert, British Columbia. Just a few of the items Hawkins mentioned were volunteer work with the local arts council, advocacy for traditional healing and subsistence food gathering, and volunteer work with KIC. Churchill recalled living with her grandparents and a lesson taught by her grandfather, George Paradovich. She says he told her to always offer to help her grandmother, even if her grandmother says no, which she did. Eventually, Churchill says, her grandmother let her help.
Because of that lesson of asking to do something, and then for her eventually allowing me to, I learned this lesson. It doesn't hurt to ask, and it doesn't hurt to be asked to do something, that to find it light in your heart and glee in your day, to be appreciated on the least, littlest thing. So that's what I try to do, and I'm here. So, oh well.
Kirsty Hoddle introduced the next honoree, her grandmother, Linda Gilson. Hoddle says Gilson is one of those women who can do it all.
Most of us, I know especially me, we are living a very fast-paced life where we have jobs and families and our community pulling us in many different directions, and we struggle to find the time to balance everything. But Linda somehow always finds the time to balance all of it. She is able to be dedicated to her job, her family, and her community.
Gilson says she came to Ketchikan in 1968 because of a magazine advertisement recruiting nurses for the local hospital. Turns out she liked it, so she stayed a little longer than the 1 year she had planned.
It has been a community that you can give back and help as much as you want, and yet, and my love has been the first city council on cancer the last 20-some years. We did retire from that, Johnny and I, 2 years ago as far as running it, but it's still actively going, which I have my socks on. I couldn't find my hat, but I do have raffle tickets still to sell.
Gilson was referring to the annual St. Patrick's Day auction. That's the primary fundraiser for First City Council on Cancer. That nonprofit organization provides financial assistance to cancer patients and their families. Cindy Bird introduced Renee Schofield. She talked about Schofield's volunteer work that's focused on reducing substance abuse, along with organizing the annual health fair. Bird said Schofield is a good friend and supportive of others.
Renee helps people be the best version of themselves. Whether coaching you to be better in the workplace or in your personal life, she cares about you, her friend, her coworker, her neighbor.
Schofield was out of town, so couldn't attend the luncheon. Her granddaughter, Amber Merfeld, read a letter that Schofield wrote.
Thank you for this award, not for me, but for all of Ketchikan, who together makes change happen. I'm grateful to share this moment with such women like Linda, Claire, Holly, and Caitlin, who are such great role models for all of us.
The luncheon ended with a posthumous award to Hattie Baumgartner, who died last June. Hattie had lifelong health issues, but was quite possibly the most cheerful person in Ketchikan. She would talk to anyone and always had a knock-knock joke or a pun to share. Baumgartner volunteered at the Pioneers Home, served on the Governor's Council on Disabilities and Special Education, participated in Special Olympics, was a sign language interpreter, and was a volunteer school aide. As members of her family came up to the stage, the audience gave a standing ovation. Her mother, Andriana Moss, was the first to speak about Hattie.
Hattie's life was all about family. And to Hattie, all of Ketchikan was her family.
Hattie's sister, Naomi Michelson, also spoke.
Hattie was my sister and my role model. She walked her talk. She was a lover of humankind, especially children. She had great faith and prayed every day. She was non-judgmental. She was just you couldn't be mad around her.
WISH started giving Women of Distinction Awards in 2008 and held 5 annual events before taking a break. This year's Women of Distinction lunch was the first since 2012. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.